electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods. You're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Wilson, and if you can hear the sound of my voice and everything works, we're about to embark on an adventure together, an adventure called Dave Wilson's Part of Radio Liberty. Yes, Dr. Stan is going to be away from the microphone for a couple of days, and he's asked me to sit in here for him and bring in a couple of guests and have a conversation that will hopefully edify you and honor the Lord God Jesus. This morning, our author writes that the solution to America's problems will never be found in a political party, a charismatic politician, or new government program. It's only going to be found when we embrace the single guiding principle upon which this nation was founded, and that's freedom. And my guest this morning is Tim Baldwin. Tim, are you there? Mr. Baldwin. Not there yet. Okay, well, thank you very much. We'll be talking with Tim later. Hopefully he'll remember to call in. This morning, as we do talk about the things that are important to us all, those of you who listen to this radio program are aware that things are going on in our nation that have not been working correctly. Is that you, Tim?
Hi.
Tim?
Yes.
Oh, good. We can hardly hear you. If you get a little bit closer to the mic or your phone, we'll be happy to can pursue with our conversation.
Is this better?
Okay. I was just talking about the fact that you've written a book called Freedom for Change, and the fact that the American public is often entranced by a political charisma is not really the answer to our problems. What's the answer to our problems here in these United States right now and for the election coming up?
Well, I think if there's a short answer, the short answer is we have to be educated, and we have to be able to implement the knowledge we have concerning political truth. So, you know, that's something a lot of people are not really willing to do because it takes a lot of work, a lot of discipline to get to that point.
You know, you're a young man, and you're a practicing attorney now. You've moved around the country just a little bit in the recent years, and have you found that there's a difference in the kind of people or the, I don't want to say intelligence, but awareness of political truth from where you used to live down in the southeast to where you live now up in the great northwest?
There is a difference that I can see. I'm not sure if it's how you describe the difference. It's maybe perhaps a cultural difference in the first place. Down in the southeast where I grew up, I was not around people, it seemed, who had an appreciation for being independent, sort of self-sustaining people. But in the northwest, in Montana where I live now, there seems to be more people who appreciate being independent of others and independent of government. So I think the cultural difference is there. there, of course, politically, I think that there may be similarities probably across the country, and that is most people have been accustomed to government regulation and laws and power that we sort of have just come to accept. And I think that's probably maybe just a universal thing nationwide now, because when you look at who people vote for and what laws they are, I guess, satisfied with, and then there doesn't seem to be a lot of difference. But I think that shift is beginning to change, and you're starting to see more people become aware that something is just not right with government.
Well, it seems to me that over the years, people have gotten away from, because of one reason or another, I suspect that it may be television, have gotten away from intellectually approaching the political process. Now, I'm 73 years old and have been around for a little while through several election cycles, and I find that a lot of people just don't have any real interest in it because it seems that nothing changes no matter what happens. The big Republican contract with America in 94, the speaker just went away from all of his promises, did nothing. Likewise, in the last election cycle, we saw a lot of hope and change being promoted, but nothing really new has occurred. Is this a part of the American political process these days, that really nothing is ever going to change no matter what the voters do?
Well, I'm not, I don't have as much experience as you do in this area, but I think my impression is people are jaded by the political process. They really don't see their vote as being influential or having any sort of effect. The same could be said with it, you know, their involvement in politics, whether it's voicing their beliefs or opinions or dissatisfaction with their representatives or sending letters or contributing money to a campaign, those sorts of things. It really appears to be fruitless to them, and so they sort of have given up on political process. Mm-hmm. So I would say that that's probably true for very many people out there, and that's why you see a lot of people who don't even care to vote, care to get involved. And, of course, I think there's the other side of that where the apathy and indifference of people creates that sort of lack of involvement, but that's from a different side of it. In other words, they don't care. They're lazy, and they're okay with just letting someone else do what they should be doing themselves.
Well, and that's probably the reason that you wrote this book that we're going to be talking about a little bit later in the morning or after this first break coming up, Freedom for a Change. My guest this morning is Timothy Baldwin, ladies and gentlemen, and his dad, Chuck Baldwin, ran for president in the previous election cycle. I have to remember that my truck here in the Central California coast was probably one of three in the entire county that had a Chuck Baldwin sticker on it, and I had to take it off for fear of getting keyed here in rather liberal Santa Cruz. But anyway, I have to remind you that the views expressed on this live radio program may not be the views of the station that you're listening to, nor the sponsors that you hear. They're our views. They're the views of my guests. And I hope that perhaps they'll be your views as we continue to talk about Freedom for a Change with Tim Baldwin. First of all, let me remind you that Dr. Stan being away for a couple of days has allowed me to just about do what I care to do with this hour for three mornings exactly, and I want to do talk to you about Radio Liberty. We'll be talking about Radio Liberty and the things that they can do for you as we come back from this first break.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all tests for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? DoTERRA. doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA-certified pure therapeutic-grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. Business owners, pay attention. Get 3 months free radio advertising for your business on 1360 AM The Lion. That's right, 3 months free with your purchase of a minimum commercial package. Make this year the year of more income, more customers, and more effective advertising. Customers won't know you're open for business if you don't tell them. If you want to increase the success and profitability of your business, you know it depends on your ability to attract and retain a steady stream of customers. Call me now, Danny Golden, Promotions and Sales Director at 303-257-7576, and let's watch your sales soar. So if you're not as busy as you want to be, call me now at 303-257-7576. Six for details on this limited free 3 month offer. It's the most affordable way to build your business with tax deductible radio advertising. That's Danny at 303-257-7576 or 1360 AM advertising at hotmail.com.
Hi, anybody. I'm Dave Wilson here in for Dr. Stan on Radio Liberty this morning, tomorrow morning, and as the Lord tarries, Wednesday morning. I'll remind you of the toll-free number, 800-544-8927. At that number, you can call and give your name and address and particulars to the operator that picks up the phone, and we'll send you without charge the Radio Liberty Resource Kit. In there, you'll find all kinds of good stuff to help you in your fight against the abrogation of our freedoms here in these United States. Now, our author this morning, great guest, is Tim Baldwin. He's written a book called Freedom for a Change. And on the back cover of this book, John Eidsmo, a real constitutional instructor or teacher or professor, if you will, has written, to understand where America went wrong and what we Americans can do about it, Freedom for a Change, our author's book this morning, is vital reason reading. Tim, I bet you were glad to hear from Dr. Eidsmo about that and get such a good recommendation.
Yeah, Professor Eidsmo was very generous in his review of my book, and the comment you just read from him was flattering, of course, and you know, it's people like him, of course, that we look up to for guidance and for inspiration with the kind of studying that we ourselves should be doing as well.
Absolutely. I had Professor Eidsmo on my program years ago, and as a result bought his program about the Constitution and have enjoyed viewing that DVD. If you want some particulars on that, you can probably get them, ladies and gentlemen, from 800-544-8927 to slip in a little commercial. And Tim, can people get your book at all the regular kinds of outlets, Amazon and so forth?
They can. It's actually better for me if they order it from my website.
Why don't you give
which
that,
is Liberty Yes, it's LibertyDefenseLeague.com. LibertyDefenseLeague.com.
Okay, LibertyDefenseLeague.com, ladies and gentlemen, to pick up a copy of Freedom for a Change. It's not a small book. It's about 600 pages long or so. Let's see, actually 520. And in there you'll find copies of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and so forth, a couple of great articles by his dad. But the most important part is Tim's good recapitulation of what's going on here in these United States and what can be done about it, along with, towards the end, something about Romans 13, which we want to talk about at the end of the program, because I think some Christian people have begun to take that verse or that chapter out of context in the Scripture, and it seems like we're becoming automatons to our political process. It's incumbent, isn't it, Tim, for freedom-loving Americans to really understand how this nation came to be, and what was that exactly that made this place so unique? What did the founding fathers have that we seem to have lost grasp on and had never been done before in the history of the world?
The difference with the United States and its foundational concepts that formed the Constitution of the United States, as well as the state constitutions, is, first of all, the recognition that rights come from God and that government is designed and ordained to protect rights that God has granted. And from there, the principles of freedom and liberty of the individuals really comes into play, and the limitations on government are required. And so the entire system and formation of government is predicated upon rights and rights of individuals and limitations of government. And so the entire structure was based on that, on those two principles. And so the comparison is, when you look throughout history, even though there have been governments that have been praised for their protection of liberty, they were very volatile. They were very, they were short-lived compared at least to the United States history, and their constitutional form was subject to change by the current ruler, whoever that might have been, or it may have been subject to change by just the will of a mob at the time, a will of a majority. So the United States, its long-standing foundation, the cement that we poured into our foundation, was a unique in history, because we put that in the very fabric of our constitutional forms, a written constitution to reflect those principles. So that's something that you will not see throughout world history.
Now, we have changed, though, as a country, and yet we've only amended the Constitution less than 30 times or so. How is it that our country has changed so dramatically, even in my lifetime? The educational process is completely different now, and it seems to me that once we send people east, that is, from the Central California coast and from Idaho, Montana, and all these places, once they get into D.C., there seems to be some flavor of power that's almost undeniably powerful. What happens? Why has this country changed so much in the last, say, 100 years?
Well, you know, this thing about maintaining freedom and keeping constitutional form of government, it requires a lot of work. It requires a lot of education and study, and it requires the diligence of the people to be the watchdogs over their representatives in government. And when that no longer takes place, or whenever society becomes so diverse and so complex that it becomes virtually impossible for people to sort of come to a consensus about, you know, the fundamentals of freedom and fundamentals of limited government, and then there becomes this sort of gap that's created that is filled by people with a lot of power, a lot of influence, a lot of money. And so over the years, we've seen how people with that kind of influence have really taken government in a direction that it has gone over the past 100 years, and the people have sort of sat back and without much control, or if any control, over the general direction of the government. So the people have really, I think, dropped the ball over the past 100 years, and maybe even more than that, especially when you consider the U.S. Supreme Court decisions and how they've interpreted the Constitution right there in black and white. It's for people there to read and to understand and study themselves, and it's been the U.S. Supreme Court decisions that have greatly expanded the scope of the federal government's power, and, of course, Congress and the executive branch have taken those U.S. Supreme Court decisions and done what they've wanted with them for the most part. And so there's sort of this new concept, new constitutional form that has taken place as a result.
A lot of people say that the Constitution is a living, breathing, growing, changing document that needs to be looked at in the context of present-day times. I don't believe that's true, frankly. It was written in pretty simple English as a control upon the nature of man. Tim, in your opinion, what is the nature of man from your perspective, and how does that give a world view to that individual?
Well, as our founding fathers believed, and this, of course, was from the Enlightenment philosophers who discussed political theories, when you talk about the nature of man, of course, we know that there are the nature of self-defense, self-preservation, self-determination, those types of things that are actually good things in survival and in thriving while we're here on this earth. But then there's, of course, the other parts of human nature that are not so conducive to freedom, and that's people with ambition and people who only care about their interests, self-interest at the expense of others. There's people who would use power to enslave others so that they can aggrandize their own power and their own influence in this world. And so it's this fear of people in power, this tendency of people in power to abuse power. And so that was a fundamental basis upon which the constitutional checks and balances were created in this country. So there is that human nature element of the evils of human nature that we have to check, we have to limit. And if we don't, we're going to find ourselves really under the thumb of those who are able to acquire a power to the point that we are not able to resist that kind of power.
You know, Jeremiah 17:9 says that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I hate to admit this, ladies and gentlemen, but that's been a verse that has been very, very important to me in my life. Now, that's not an uplifting verse from the New Testament. My actual life verse is Matthew 6:33, which is, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." But to understand man, to see that the heart is deceitful above all things, and to have a view of mankind through the lens of that verse has helped me a lot. Now, you may call me a cynic or whatever, but people in every course of life need to understand that that's their heart as well. The Lord Jesus Christ has come to give us reconciliation between ourselves and our deceitful heart and the Father who is in heaven, the creator of all, the Lord God. We need to talk a little bit about that as we come back from this next break, which is coming up in several minutes. But, Tim, our worldview, that is the way we see things, is determined by the spiritual basis upon which we live our day-to-day lives, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, certainly our worldview is very much religious and spiritual, philosophical. And so, yeah, you know, if we have a certain worldview, then we're going to view government in that light as well. And again, when we look at a clash of fundamental views of worldview or of ideology, you know, it's going to be very difficult to maintain a certain form of government where those in control of the government see things contrary to either the original founding of the country and the Constitution, and of course, if the people don't see the Constitution and have a worldview contrary to the constitutional form as originated, then it's going to be virtually impossible to maintain it. So that's one of the struggles we're facing in the United States today.
Well, Benjamin Franklin, I believe, said that here's a republic, I hope you can keep it. I think that's correct. I'm not 100% sure. And it seems like we're losing that republic. Nobody ever says that we're a republic anymore, a constitutional republic. Everybody says we're a democracy. No democracy in the history of the world has ever worked, and I fear that as we think of ourselves as a democracy, that is where we want to vote by the general populace on everything that's going on, we'll go down the tube, so to speak. Am I right on that thought?
Yeah, the reference to democracy, and of course, and there's, you know, there's a lot of discussion about this in political philosophy books and works of the founding generation and before that, but there was a difference between a democracy and a republic in its administration. In other words, a republic and a democracy both have a common element, and the common element between both of them is that the power, the political power, originates in the people. So as far as the foundation of it, they're both the same, but as far as the administration of a democracy and a republic, they're quite different. And in a democracy, the people directly pass laws, they directly engage in the political process. But in a republic, it's representatives through a constitutional form.
And we'll be right back, Tim Baldwin, just after this break.
During these trying times, our troops need our help more than ever. Right now, blood supplies are at an all-time low. Just one pint of blood can save the life of a serviceman. So give the gift of life, give blood. It's safe, it's simple, and it saves lives. That's from Frontier Self-Storage in Johnstown, serving our listeners with quality service, reliability, and integrity. They care about your total satisfaction. Remember, you're a friend, and your patronage is valued and catered to. That's Frontier Self-Storage at 205 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown.
1360 AM The Lion is expanding their highly revered and successful health and wellness radio programming, and you may be the talk show host we're looking for. No previous on-air experience is required. We help train with production and airing of your own radio show. This rare opportunity is being offered to the right business who is willing to purchase our low-priced airtime to grow and promote their professional business on one of KHNC's longest-running and respected shows. KHNC has a proven track record of propelling health businesses into financial abundance and greater success through our established radio programming. If you are a dynamic health educator, have the gift of gab, are confident you can self-host, and you're a storefront business or service known for being ethical, professional, and caring, email your information and request an interview and pricing now at 1360amadvertising@hotmail.com. This is your opportunity of a lifetime. That's 1360amadvertising@hotmail.com. 1360amadvertising@hotmail.com.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Hi, anybody. Dave Wilson here, standing in for Dr. Stanley Monteith. He'll be away for a couple of days. He's asked me to sit by here, bring a couple of great guests in, have a conversation with them about what's really going on in our country today. And I'm going to open up the mic or the phone lines for you to join us should you have some comment for our guest this morning, Tim Baldwin, the author of Freedom for a change. That number to call is 877-254-7524. If you want to join in on this conversation, 877-254-7524. And another number to write down and keep very handy when you have a question about what's really going on in our country and want to get something to find out about it for yourself is 800-544-8927. That's the number for Radio Liberty and their resources. And if you call that number, 800-544-8927, whoever picks up the phone there can take your address and other particulars and get off to you right away a Radio Liberty resource kit through which you can peruse and find some good stuff to purchase or even ask for free. The idea of Radio Liberty, of course, is to educate people of these United States about what's truly going on in our country. And, Tim, as you have written your book, Freedom for a Change, it's available, again, at your website. Give the URL for that, please.
Yes, LibertyDefenseLeague.com.
Okay, LibertyDefenseLeague.com. This is a very good book, ladies and gentlemen. It's got a lot of fabulous information that Tim has gathered together from all kinds of sources. Something that I just ran across here as I was listening to the break commercials is a list of things that the Communist Party has decided in their manifesto to kind of implement in places where they want to take over. And it's an astonishing list that people ought to read and put together in their minds about the things that are happening in these United States, because it's pretty clear that a lot of stuff has been going on. Now, Tim, in the last, say, 25 or 30 years of this republic, we've had a series of political changes, Republican-Democrat, you know, and how the thing goes. And every time we have an election, and I can see in this cycle coming up too, that everybody is promising change. We will stop what's going on. The people are very unhappy. This is the person that can take this ship of state and turn it around. And yet we find ourselves somehow inextricably headed on the same course. Yes, we may vary a degree or two, but this liner, which is this country, is still going in the same direction, and some would call it socialism. Do you agree with that sort of tack?
Well, as far as the Republican-Democrat shift, it's certainly true that, you know, when we look at the politicians who run or rerun for an office, there is all kinds of promises being made, and the people sort of rely on their word as if that's going to take place. Mm-hmm. You know, you would think that we would have learned lessons throughout the years to the point now where when we look at these candidates and they're saying what they're saying, especially when they have a record, a voting record, to prove or disprove what they're saying, you would think that there would be more of a shift of getting back to where we need to be on the constitutional terms. But it really does appear to me and to many others that there really is never a fundamental change in the federal government. It's always more federal government intrusion, more power, from the individuals in the states put into federal government's hands, and that's a continuing trend, and it has been a continuing trend for the past 80 to 100 years. So it seems that there needs to be something else missing. There's something that we're not quite getting as a people, and that is one of the reasons I wrote Freedom for a Change. But we have shifted. We talked earlier about what was the difference between the foundation of the United States and many other countries. The difference has been the emphasis on individual liberty, the fact that we recognize that God created man and that we get our rights from God, not government. So that has shifted, however, to a more collective, a more social approach to everything. Every problem we see has a social approach or a government approach. And so government has, in fact, used its power to try to, quote-unquote, solve problems when, in essence, they've actually contributed to many of the problems that we're facing today, especially economically, and socially even. And so you could call us socialist to a degree, of course, because the government does, in fact, use its force and use its power to do things that really are of a private nature. And we're becoming more and more that way, whether it was Republican or a Democrat in office. So there needs to be a fundamental understanding now of what it actually will take to get us back to an understanding and an appreciation for the foundational concepts that founded this country.
The Constitution is there delimiting the power that the federal government should have. Our state here in California, and I'm sure in Montana, has a constitution as well, talking about the power they should have, and we have rules and regulations in this county and in this city. What are the few things that the Constitution gives the right to the federal government to actually accomplish, Tim?
Well, you can read it there in Article 1, the powers that Congress has to pass laws. And when you, especially when you read the history of those delegated powers and enumerated powers, you will understand the picture that they were painting with the Constitution. If you read the Federalist Papers, you'll get even a clearer understanding that the federal government's powers were considered to be few and defined, and that the people, through their states and individually, their powers were innumerable or unnumerable, that you can't even name the numbers of them, and they were vast. Mm-hmm. So the contrasting differences between the federal government's power versus the state's power was, to the founding generation, very clear and very obvious. Today, that has shifted to where the federal government has essentially whatever power it claims to have, that they can govern in any matters whatsoever they feel they can regulate. And so the only limitation upon the federal government anymore is whether or not they can pass it in Congress. And so, but that is not the original understanding of the Constitution. And so when you look at those enumerated powers, those are the expressed limitations upon the federal government. If they do not fit within those powers, then they don't have the right or the authority to regulate.
One wonders if our nation could stand if we reverted back to what the founders had in their mind when they created the Constitution. It's of concern to me that we have become so dependent on it, why we even say it's federal money. Here we are in the county of Santa Cruz in California, and we're saying desperately, we haven't got any of our federal money yet. And yet they forget where that money comes from. We'll be back with our guest, Timothy Baldwin, after this break.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Restore Health and Counseling takes this opportunity to remind area drivers that the safe operation of a motor vehicle and the consumption of alcohol do not mix. When you take to the road this holiday season, take along the three C's of safety: caution, courtesy, and common sense. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Parra Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescent to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening, treatment, and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
All right, it's Radio Liberty for a Monday morning, 44 minutes past the hour. My guest is Tim Baldwin, who has written Freedom for a Change. My name is Dave Wilson, sitting in here for Dr. Stanley Monteith for the next couple of days. Tomorrow we'll be having Frosty Wooldridge, and we'll be talking about immigration, both the good kind and the kind that seems to be destroying a lot what we hold dear here in these United States. But today we're talking about freedom for a change. Our guest author today has written a wonderful book about what's going on in our country today, how we can understand it in the light of the Constitution. And given, if you were to read this book, you'd understand a whole lot more about what we need to do and perhaps what we're not doing from a perspective of the laws that are extant here in this country. Now, Tim, towards the end of your book, you devote a few pages to something called submission to government. And as I understand it, you've written another book about Romans 13. Explain that. Let me just say to the people that Romans 13 starts out with verse 1 that says, "Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God." Well, that pretty much tells us that we should do what anybody tells us to do, shouldn't we, if they're elected?
Well, that's what people are trying to say about that verse, and that's the reason I wrote, well, within Freedom for a Change, I had a chapter on submission to government, but I decided that I needed to write an entire book on this subject of submission to government, because I believe it is one of the, you can probably say one of the causes of the dire situation of the United States, because Christians are simply not getting involved as they should. They're not as educated as they should be on matters of government. And the reason they're not educated and the reason they simply go along with the flow is because they've taken Romans 13 and they've concluded that they are required by God to submit to government no matter what, no matter if they like it or not, no matter if it's just or not. And so it creates this passivity in their soul on matters relating to government. And so Romans 13, the true meaning of submission, is the book I wrote in response to that argument or that position. And I have shown in 10 chapters in 100 pages of this book, with hundreds and hundreds of scriptural references and uses of interpretation of the Bible, to show that the limitation to government, and that God does not require unconditional, unlimited submission to government, which requires us to know what the limits of government are and what our duties are as citizens of a state and of a country.
Is that book available at your website too, Liberty Defense League?
It's available there. The easier website to remember may be Romans13truth.com, Romans13truth.com, the number 13truth.com.
Okay, Romans Truth.
Romans 13 Truth.
Okay. Romans 13 Truth. I'm going to be giving that a lot of times here before the program is over. And Tim, I have to just say that what I've read on your website, I haven't been able to pick up that book just yet, seemed to me very important. I've talked to a lot of Christian people who believe that since people are elected to rule, that they have to do it. And I've even talked to people who are heavily involved in the Democrat Party who claim to be Christian people and yet have voted for candidates who, for example, are promoting the right to choose, that is, abortion. This is one serious thing I consider to be wrong with our country, that we've allowed more than 40 million children to be murdered in their womb. And yet the people say, well, I am a Christian person, and yet I think this is okay. What's skewed there, you think?
Well, there's a core issue here of lack of understanding. I think it really comes down to ignorance. Not to be demeaning towards anybody as an individual or as a Christian, and many of these Christians are very well intended. They have sincerity about their minds, but that doesn't change the utter falseness of their position. And I think if more Christians were encouraged by their pastors using this Romans 13 to shed light on what we should be doing as Christian individuals, as Christian citizens, especially in a country where we recognize that the people are the foundational source of power, of political power. That means that we have a responsibility to ensure that that political power is used properly. And so in Romans 13, when you look at the higher powers talked about there in that chapter, it says that they're ordained to promote good and to punish evil. So we have to understand these concepts of good and evil. What are they, and how do we implement these things within government? And when we start to study and understand these kinds of subjects, when you look at the subject of abortion, for example, and you study even the history regarding life that's in the womb but yet to be born, you will see that in this country, the unborn child was considered to be a living person. It was considered to have protection of law, and it wasn't until that U.S. Supreme Court decision, Roe versus Wade, that changed that idea. And so Christians have fallen into that trap of the U.S. Supreme Court decision to say, well, there's either nothing we can do about it, that's the supreme law of the land, or they even think that they should take that policy because that's what the government promotes. So it's a very skewed version of philosophy, and it certainly is not scriptural, and it certainly doesn't have any foundational holding within the United States foundation itself.
In truth, Romans 13 would tell us that there is a higher power that we need to address before we can just lay back and obey whatever the government says. We need to talk briefly about that. Once again, your website to get this new book is romans13truth.com. That's R-O-M-A-N-S, the numerals 1-3, truth, Romans 13, truth. And when we come back from this break, we'll be having a final few moments of discussion with Tim Baldwin, the author of 13.
Eleven years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, The Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Wow, it's 54 minutes past the hour in this special edition of Radio Liberty. My name is Dave Wilson, sitting in here with Dr. Stan for a couple of days, or for Dr. Stan, I should say. My guest, the author of Freedom for a Change and Romans 13, The True Meaning of Submission, is Mr. Timothy Baldwin. We've had a discussion. The hour has gone by pretty fast, Tim, and I wonder if there is one thing that you would like to have put across during this hour about what you've written and where your heart lies. What would that be exactly? What's your raison d'etre, so to speak, to bring in some international flavor here?
Well, my desire is to educate the mind of people who have any interest whatsoever in government and freedom and liberty, in our history and philosophy. My hope and desire is that I will provide a spark of inspiration for people to study on their own, to learn these things on their own. I can tell you from my experience, I saw a huge shift in my own way of thinking when I set out to write Freedom for a Change, because whenever I started studying these things, I realized how very little I knew about freedom, about government, about constitutional form of government, and it has literally changed my life. It has changed my confidence. My confidence is so much greater than it used to be, because I understand now why our founders did what they did. I understand why they said what they said regarding the Constitution and the rule of law. And even as an attorney, when I went through law school, I had no clue about these things that I now know to be foundational to our form and system of government. And so that's my hope. I consider myself an educator because I want to help educate people. So Freedom for a Change is designed to do that, and Romans 13, The True Meaning of Submission, is designed to do that. And I hope people listening will go to libertydefenseleague.com and go to Romans13truth.com to get themselves a copy of these books.
I hope they do, too. I have appreciated our hour together here, Tim. Thank you very much. And
perhaps we'd
be able to have another conversation to get a little bit deeper into this problem that we have about Christians thinking that the government really has all the power, when God's word always trumps whatever man can say. Thanks, Tim, and good morning.
Thank you, Dave. You have a good day.
Bye-bye. Ladies and gentlemen, as I sit in here for Dr. Stan on occasion, it's been a few years since I've had the privilege. I just think of all the work that he does personally every single day of the week to bring you information that you need to know and provide for you the opportunity to get educational materials that you need. I want to give you that number again for Radio Liberty. It's 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And there you'll find, an opportunity to get the Radio Liberty Resource Pack, for example, which changes every 6 months. It keeps up to date with all of the different books and tapes, DVDs, CDs that Dr. Stan does. If you have a particular desire to listen to a program again or see what some of the other programs on the vast network of programming that Dr. Stan puts together, you'll find it there. Remember, 800-544-8927, and join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Until tomorrow, as the Lord carries, Dave Wilson.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at Amerifree.com.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not